If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Love is not just a feeling that comes and goes. It originates in God, the eternal, omniscient God, who is all-loving. He defines love. He creates love. True love is from Him and Him alone. Any love in this world that exists came from Him.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friends, back when I was a teenager, or maybe younger, I don't really remember, a line from a favorite movie, not my favorite, became popular. That line was, "Love means never having to say you're sorry." And the movie was appropriately or inappropriately named Love Story. But apart from the climactic scene that shows the heart-rending situation of one watching the other die, the theme of the movie followed the themes of the counterculture at that time. That really there should be no rules, no boundaries, no commitments, just what was being called love. And if all that hurt the one you were supposedly loving, then love means never having to say you're sorry. Well, that counterculture has gained more and more ground over the decades until it's kind of mainstream. There is a totally different view of love, commitment, right, wrong, boundaries, and any kind of rules. Forget the Ten Commandments or the Sermon on the Mount. We don't even work with the Ten Suggestions. Whatever you think is right for you, well, is right for you. So don't say you're sorry. Well, my friends, that culture, that thinking, that way of doing is more of a mess than most people get. That's not love. And God is still the only author of true love. And that's what we're talking about today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to one of my favorite songs from Damaris Carbaugh, The Love of God.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell, the guilty pair bow down with care. God gave His Son to win His erring child. He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we within the ocean feel, and were the skies of parchment made, every stalk on earth a quill, and every man prescribed by trade.
In the Bible, in the letter the Apostle John wrote to the churches, he says in chapter 4, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. We love because he first loved us. And back in chapter 2, he says, we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, that is God, but does not what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. As a context, this same Apostle John recounted Jesus' words in the gospel he wrote, saying, if you love me, keep my commands. And a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Wow, there's so much here, but also so much we've left out. But let's see if we can help ourselves from these words from God. First, it's clear, and whether you believe it or not, love is not just a feeling that comes and goes. It originates in God, the eternal, omniscient God who is all-loving. He defines love. He creates love. True love is from him and him alone. Any love in this world that exists came from him. Secondly, love and rules are not mutually exclusive. Love is a command. Jesus's, that is God the Son's, command, love one another. And the way you demonstrate love toward God, toward Jesus, is by obeying God's commands. Commands are rules. They establish boundaries. They show right from wrong. They are not suggestions. You probably know at least some of the Ten Commandments, but listen also to what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. Listen to this. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. You know where that came from. He goes on to say, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And then he said this, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. So Jesus says, if you love me, if you love God, then don't lust. don't keep anger and hate. In other words, love has rules and boundaries and right from wrong. And love will also say sorry and mean it. Thirdly, love has a direct source. Sometimes, particularly these days, we look around us to all those who don't know or claim to know Jesus, and yet they show aspects of love. Good deeds are done all around us, even around the world, it appears. If those good deeds aren't love, what are they? The answer is one of the great philosophical questions. But one thing we know, that God's witness, even his favor, his grace, is everywhere. It's common. And even for folks who don't know him, perhaps even deny his existence, the presence of God's Holy Spirit in this world keeps good and even love alive, even if it is not fully manifested. But in the end, God is still the source of all love. In fact, as John says, we love because he first loved us. So as he goes on, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. My friend, if you have been living your life according to the world's, this culture's, standard of love, you need a change right now. You are actually hurting others, hurting yourself, and hurting God. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for you and for me. He died. Really, he died on the cross, a very cruel death in and of itself. But he also died with yours and mine and the whole world's sin laid upon him. If you ignore his offer of love, there is nothing left for you. But if you accept his love and sacrifice, the love of God, which Damaris sang about, will fill you to overflowing. So, my friend, choose love. Choose Jesus. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, I need your love and forgiveness because I am a sinner. I just don't know what real love is. Please forgive me. Cleanse me. Come into my heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, or you can write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. That's sundaybreakfastmission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life of love, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.